We are going to prepare our hearts to hear from God at this time. Remember, we are also here to hear from him. And talk to your heart, talk to our God. Tell him, I'm here to hear from you. I'm here for you to touch me, to say, tell me something. Tell me how I'm going to handle this week. Break my heart. I want to see clear. I want to see what you are going to do, what you're about to do in my life, in my family. So you're going to bow our head and pray. Pray for the sermon, pray for the preacher, pray for yourself that the Lord speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy word is a lamp unto our path and a light unto our feet. We praise you, Lord, for this particular moment. We praise you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. We want to open our hearts to hear from you, Lord. We don't want to hear from ourselves or from a man. We want to hear from you. Speak to us. Let everything that is not of you be broken in our lives. And let the Holy Spirit take his place. Take the full control and speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we have prayed this. Amen. Please, with me, help me welcome the servant of God, Brother Serge, who's going to share with us the word of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Can we appreciate our sister, our mother? Guys, you can do better than that. Please appreciate her for hosting this service. I can't lie to you, it's not an easy task, because sometimes we wonder if we'll make it. And I can tell you right now that I'm shaking as I'm sharing this word this morning. I feel like there is something coming out, and I feel like I'm shaking a bit. But I pray that God will bring the message the way he wanted to come out this morning. So please, good morning. Good morning. My name is Serge Kiripi, and I serve here at Gomaville. I serve with the media team. So I'm so passionate with sound, and I'm so glad that today I'm having a different quality of sound. So today, for the past few Sundays, we've been going through a series titled Christian Faith and True Restoration. Christian Faith and True Restoration. And different messengers have been coming up and down to share. And I've been given this opportunity this morning to continue in the same theme, but with a topic titled Role of the Restoration Faith in the Believer's Salvation. I can try to summarize it in a way that I'll call restored beyond expectation. Restored beyond expectations. So we'll be reading from the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Please take your have your Bible and open the book of 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 up to 14. That's where our reading will be coming from this morning. And this is what the Bible says. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. The Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captives, a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel. The king of Syria said, 'Go now and I will send a letter to the king of Israel.' So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 change of clothing. Then they brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman my servant to you that you may heal him of his leprosy." Verse 7, and it happened when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his cloth and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive that this man sent a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me." So it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his cloth that he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your cloth? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Then Naaman went with the horses and chariot, and he stood the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the places and heal the leprosy. Are not the Arbana and the Pharpar, the river of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servant came to near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it?" We are having a story of a man called Naaman who was sick of leprosy. This man came from a country called Syria. And by then, God had left Israel. And through Naaman, Syria was given victory over and over over Israel. And it happened that when they were going for a raid to Israel, Naaman brought a girl from Israel who served him as a servant. And she used to serve in the house of Naaman over and over. But she noticed something different, that Naaman was sick and had leprosy. But who was Naaman? Naaman was a mighty warrior. And when we speak about mighty warrior, he was that man when he goes for a fight, you are sure that he will come with a victory. Naaman was a man of valor and character, honored and revered by kings, but also by his people, because he protected them. And during his season, God gave him a favor because God had left Israel. So all the victory that Naaman had, it was because of God, not because of his strength. And it happened that Naaman was sick of leprosy. Leprosy was not that disease that is just like a headache. No, it was that tough disease. In fact, people who were sick of leprosy were set aside far away from others so that they may not contaminate them. But Naaman, I think he was on a stage where his leprosy was on a beginning stage. Or probably because he had that honor and favor of the king had put him on a quarantine somewhere, but without having a lot of touch with different people. Naaman, his disease was considered by then as for people who were unclean. Like if they could see people who were unclean, leprosy, people with leprosy were considered to be unclean. people to be put aside and getting a healing from leprosy. It was not that easy because it was a lot of ceremonial process to be healed from leprosy. And that was the challenge with Naaman. Despite his character, despite his the favor he had, despite the strength he had, it was well known that Naaman had an issue. And the issue of Naaman was leprosy. And I want to tell us, all of us, we do all have the issues in our lives. We have challenges in our life. Issues that may be visible or invisible to others. Issues that hinder us to attain the level we want to attain. Issues that make us disgrace our success and achievement. When you look at them, you're like, Because of this, I feel like I've never reached the level I wanted to be, where I wanted to be. Issues that make us feel that others have succeeded and we have failed. And Naaman had that issue. And the issue that made Naaman feel like less than others was his leprosy. But let me tell you that next to you, there is always someone who will always notice that there is something that is not going on well. And that was the girl in the house of Naaman. She noticed and said, something's wrong. And she said, if my master would have met the prophet in Israel, the prophet would have given him the healing he's looking for. God has placed you and I, in a sphere of people having issues. Despite the problem we do have, God can use you to touch someone else, to direct someone else, to do so that the restoration may come into his life. You have those challenges, but God wants to use you. The thing is to say, God, I'm ready to be used by you. People may not see the challenges that you are going through, or they may see it. You may see the challenge that other people are going through. And this morning I want to tell you, God has you as a messenger, as his messenger to bring peace and restoration in someone's life. When a man heard the story, what the girl had said in verse 4, the Bible says that Naaman was, the girl spoke with conviction, with clarity, that Naaman, Naaman's wife, Naaman himself, and the king were very convinced. And the king had to go and write a letter to a king of Israel. And the letter was saying, go to Israel. And this is the letter. And this is what the summary of the letter comes and say. Tell the king of Israel to heal you. And when the king of Israel heard that story, the letter how it came, he torn his cloth and said, am I God to heal? Am I God to give life? He knows that there are things that men can do and other things that men cannot do. And he sees himself in a place where this is not on my level. This is beyond my power. This is beyond the thing that I can do. In fact, he thought that the king of Aram, the king of Syria, was looking a quarrel with him. You know, when you are looking something so that you can argue a lot, you always have an excuse. You always have an excuse. And the king of Syria saw that as an excuse. And he torn his cloth. And he said, am I God? This I can't do. I can't heal you. And the prophet Elijah, when he heard what happened to his king, he sent a messenger to him and said, tell the king to send that person to me. A man with confidence. Tell the king to send Naaman to me. And Naaman was sent before Elijah. And the Bible said, when Elisha went to Israel, he took different things. He took 750 pounds of silver, 150 pounds of gold, and set of clothes. That is very expensive things. So Naaman had a lot of things, but he was missing one thing, the health. You are missing something. You know it. I know it. There is something that I really want to have. But where will I get it? And Elisha, one thing that happened and that spoke to my heart was the way, the expectations that Naaman had from Elisha, the prophet. The Bible says when Naaman came with all those stuff, came with servant, with a lot of stuff carrying, he had also these expectations. And these were the expectation of Naaman. The first expectation was that the prophet Elisha will come out and meet him. Because Naaman was a man well known by the nation. So Naaman was expecting Elisha to come out and greet him and meet him and pay the reverence to him. But Elisha didn't do that. Naaman was expecting that Elisha will come and wave or stretch his hand upon his leprosy and call upon the name of God with fire. As some people say, fire come out and heal. But that did not also happen. Sometimes we go before God with a lot of expectations that we are overshadowed. We don't want to know the way God will act because we want God to speak to us in our ways, not his ways. And that's the challenge of Elisha. And Elisha's getting before, and then Elisha, instead of moving toward the Naaman, Elisha sent someone say, go and tell him to go and wash 7 times in the river Jordan. Wow. What a shock is coming out. When you come before God with a lot of expectation, God lowers you. He humbles you and sent you to the river Jordan. Let me remind you that the river Jordan was the river that was considered as a dirty river in Israel by then. And sometimes I was thinking, why did God send Elisha in that river? Why was that river so dirty that God had to send Elisha in that space? The first reason probably that I had is that God wanted to humble Naaman from his expectations. The second reason is that God probably knew that when Naaman will get in that river, it will be for a temporary, but he will come out restored fully for everlasting. God wants to humble you. God wants to humble me. God wants to take you in a temporary season, but that will last forever when your restoration comes out. The season you are going in, the season you are crossing, it's temporary. Tell your neighbor, it's temporary. Elisha was not impressed by whatever this man came with. Elisha was not impressed with the wealth. Elisha was not impressed by the appearance of Naaman. He was not impressed with the life that Naaman was having. Because he knew that this guy, despite whatever he has, he still be in need, and he's in need of healing. Don't be impressed with whatever, with what people have. Despite what people have, they have a need that has to be met with God. Don't be impressed. In fact, our desire shouldn't be to attain what other people have, but to get to a point where we are quietly and clear and confident about where we are at and alive and live in a space of clarity and confidentiality of our identity, that we may not be impressed by what other people have or present, yet we don't know what they are going through. Don't be impressed. The person next to you has a challenge bigger than what you have. Don't look on appearance, how they look like. Be true with yourselves. Be true with your connection with your God. Be true with your identity and your value. Know who you are in the presence of God. Elisha did not come to meet Naaman. He was not impressed. But this was the problem of Naaman. Naaman had a lot of expectation. And most of time, when we come before God, we come with all those expectations. Because we want God to act in the way we want him to act, not his way. Oof. What are your expectations when you come before God? What are your expectations when you come before God? How many times have you missed the opportunity to be healed by God because you're expecting probably God to speak with a loud voice so that you may be healed? How many times have you missed the opportunity to be transformed because the way God has made his path to meet you does not meet your opportunity, your expectation when you come before God? How many times have you missed that job you were expecting to have because you saw the salary seems to be less than what you're expecting and you decided to leave that job? How many times have you missed the wife, for those who are still be single, the wife of your life, because probably you saw that she does not meet the requirement that you want? You wanted a tall one, but God brought someone who is a bit shorter. And you said, no, this is not the one. How many times have you missed the opportunity to be generous to someone because you think that they may steal from you if you help them? How many times have we missed the hand of God because we're expecting something higher than what we want? We have missed the miracle of God because we have had a lot of expectation and God did not answer us in the way we want. God's restoration is not about your ego. It's about your wealth and your joy. And God wants you to come before him and say, God, I come with a blank paper signed. And you say, God, I've put my signature. Can you now write whatever you want to write on it? You agree with God even before he acts. And I want us to have this opportunity to lower our expectation down. To put our expectation down and say, God, this morning I want to be restored on a new level. I want you to act on a different way. Tell God, I want you to write a new story with me. I've signed my paper. I've signed it. It's very blank. Now, can you write a new story on it? Your restoration is coming, and it's coming now. I would like us to bow down our heart and our head. And I would like us to tell you this. You may be having a challenge this morning. You may have an equation that you don't know how to solve. But God is here to do something differently. Do you have a challenge that has been going through your life? Do you have something that is distracting you? Do you have something that you feel like it's bringing you down and lower you down that you cannot even see the hand of God in your life? Please don't be afraid. Don't look the person behind you. I am here. I have my own challenges as a human being. I have the challenge the way you do have some. And I will ask to someone, if you feel like you have this challenge that you want to submit to God, take back to God, I will not pray for you. No one will pray for you. But I will ask you just to be on your feet and present that. Lay down that challenge before the cross of God, before God this morning. If you're having anything that is disturbing you, anything that is a problem, you feel it's a problem that you need God, I'll just ask you to be on your feet. And I'll give you a few minutes to pray for yourself. No one will pray for you. Present your request to God in prayer, thanksgiving, and God will answer you. Don't be afraid. Is it a disease that disturbing you? Is it a job seeking that you need? Is it something where you want God to do something? Feel free to stand on your feet and speak to God yourself. Pray for yourself with faith that God will restore what you miss. We are having just a few minutes and then we'll be closing this session. That's our prayer this morning, surrendering everything to you, everything that held us captive, everything that lowered us to not see your hand, everything that have held us to not see your work in our lives, everything that is taking our life down, oh God. God, I pray that you alone, you will restore us the way you restored Naaman, oh God. I pray that you alone will restore us on our point of need, O God. For those who need to encounter you, O God, on another level, those who need to encounter you for their life transformation. I pray that you alone will transform them. I pray that your spirit will move and change. Whoever has lifted his request to you, I pray that you will answer them, oh God, because you say now your ears are attentive, your eyes are open, and your ear are attentive to prayer made in this place, oh God. I pray that you alone, as you said in your word, that you alone, you will hear, and not only hear, but you will reveal, and you will transform, and you will touch, oh God, and heal, and answer the prayer made in this place. Oh, you are the God who heals. You are the God who transforms. Because you say by your stripe we are healed, and by your death we can live again. The things that have been dead in our life, oh God, I bring them to life in Jesus' name. For those who are sick, oh God, I pray that you will restore each and every single cell in their body so that they may experience healing in Jesus Christ's name, oh God. We cry unto you because we know our position, our status may not save us. The only one who has the power to save is you, oh God. And we believe that you are saving. Here now you are healing. You are here, oh God, to touch and transform. God, we trust in you. God, we trust in you because we know you are our healer, our redeemer, and the one who has chosen us. And we are so glad that we are a chosen generation, a holy nation, a holy people, chosen by God, and who are loved, oh God, beyond and beyond what we can imagine or expect. God, we say thank you, and we love you, because you are God. Reign over us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you, and we love you, and we appreciate the work that you are doing in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and believe. Amen.